This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Next on Plains FM, it's Health and Safety Made Simple with host Matt Jones on Health and Safety Unplugged.
Hello and welcome to the Health and Safety Unplugged show here on Plains FM 96.9, coming to you every first Thursday of each month at 10 a.m. The mission, to dispel those myths, provide clarity and help business owners and the crew sleep easy at night knowing that they have health and safety under control. Today's episode is all about the success of the recent New Zealand Health and Safety Professionals Conference that took place on Tuesday. We'll hear the highlights and discover how the event was fundamentally different to anything we have seen before. The show is sponsored by Advanced Safety, the locally owned health and safety consultancy with an international presence. Be sure to join the discussion on the Facebook group page, New Zealand Health and Safety Professionals, where you can post your most pressing questions and share your stories with others. So sit back, turn up the volume, and be prepared to hear some inspiring ideas and some wonderful music. As mentioned, today's episode is dedicated to the recent New Zealand Health and Safety Professionals Conference that took place on Tuesday, a 100% online event that ran for 3 hours that was available to everyone at no cost. Its theme was breaking the norm, and it certainly did that. We had an international keynote speaker, and the CEO of Kinetics addressed the some 100 viewers from across the globe on the live webinar and dozens more on the Facebook live feed. The video and audio recording, plus the slides that supported our guest speakers' presentations, are now all freely available on the nzhsp.co.nz website. So where did NZHSP come from? Regular viewers will have heard me talk about this group from time to time over the last few months. The New Zealand Health and Safety Professionals was a group founded by myself in late 2016. I had just left my corporate role as a National Health and Safety Manager for a state-owned enterprise and returned back to the world of consulting, which is certainly my happy space. During that time, I had a chance to reflect on my experience in health and safety. By then, I'd been involved in health and safety for several years and had often felt a little bit underwhelmed in some instances with some of the public talks and events that I had attended. I often felt that the most useful parts of those experiences were often the first 5 minutes or the last 5 minutes of those sessions where I actually was afforded the opportunity to talk to some of the people that I was sat with. Otherwise, it was often deaf by PowerPoint and really just no engagement with the audiences. And so I established a group on LinkedIn, which is the social media platform for business, and created a group called NZHSP. Within a matter of weeks, we had over 100 people join that group, and suddenly I realized that I had tapped into something that clearly was needed across the profession. Within several months, we had reached 500 members. It was a highly engaged group where lots of conversation was taking place. With my role, I get to travel a lot as well. So during my times in other centres beyond Christchurch, I would often make a time to sit in a coffee shop and meet other people who were part of that group to just simply talk and to find out what their pain points were and to offer and share ideas among the participants. By the end of 2017, we sent a survey out to all group members and we asked the question, well, where do you want to see this group go? And it was loud and clear that everyone wanted a conference with a difference, where there was hands-on experience and lots of opportunity for engagement and participation. So this time last year, we ran an incredibly successful conference at the Chateau on the Park here in Christchurch, where we had diggers, we had mobile elevated work platforms, we had mobile scaffolding, we had classes where people got to experience what it was like to have to deal with someone suspected of being under the influence of drug and alcohol, how to triage and help those that seem to be struggling with mental health and well-being, all wrapped up in a conference environment where we had international keynote speakers from as far as Australia and local. And It was an incredibly high energy, a successful day. So fast forward to this year, and the decision was made to try something completely and utterly different. And so we went for a live webinar conference experience for all of our members. We've moved on from just simply being on LinkedIn to now being a Facebook group as well, which has some 850 some members, where the New Zealand Health and Safety Professionals Facebook group has new members, some 25 new members per week on average since it was launched in March this year. We have mentor and mentee programs. We have study units within this Facebook group where you can actually hone in on some of the topics and discussions that have really caught people's imaginations and are full of links and useful information. You can simply go onto that group and click on any of those units, and you can then follow the stories and the feeds within there. And obviously we have lots and lots of events, including Tuesday's event, but also coming up over the next few weeks, we've got local get-togethers here in Christchurch, in Hamilton, in Queenstown, and hopefully in Auckland before the end of this year. Ultimately, you just simply need to get onto the New Zealand Health and Safety Professionals group on Facebook to find out what is going on, because there is a lot going on. And so coming up in the second part of this presentation today will be some of the key takeaways from Tuesday's event from Jono Brent, who is the CEO of Kinetics, and also Naomi Kemp, who is the Deputy Chair of the Safety Institute of Australia, who has some incredible insight when it comes to enforceable undertakings. So sit back, turn up the volume, and listen to the first song of this broadcast, which is a song called Golden by one of my all-time favourite bands, Jurassic 5.
Check it out now. I work the pen to make the ink transform on any particular surface the pen lands on. I care if it's hands-on. What's the beef? The coolie high code chiefs, high post techniques. I drape off poetic landscapes and shapes. Illustrate the paper space off the pens that paint. Then design what habit, National Geographic or magic with tailor-made status and plus flavor that's automatic.
We're not falling, we take it back to the days of yes, y'all in. We're holding on to what's golden.
On the stage, I reach it up.
A shot calling, we take it back to the days of yes, yawning. We're holding on to what's golden.
Mundane, sauteed a hot flame. Big rings, fat chains, they all quest for the same. No name, huge fame, strictly new to the thing. We stay true to the game and never bring it to shame. We tight like dreadlocks, a red fox and ripple. We pass participles and smash the artist in you. The saga continues, this I won't get into, cause there ain't enough bars to hold the drama that we've been through.
Yo, we still the same with a little fame. A little change in the household name, but ain't too much change. We in the game, yo, but not to be vain. I refrain from salt grains to season up my name. We entertain for a mutual gain from close range. Steady aim, my drum at your head to hit the brain. I'm labor ready, roll scholar for the dollar. Work for mines, pay me by the hour.
We're not falling, we take it back to the days of yes, showing. We're holding on to what's golden.
On the stage, I rage and I'm rolling.
We're not falling, a shot calling. We take it back to the days of yes, showing. We're holding on to what's golden.
On the stage, I rage and I'm rolling.
Verbal Herman Munster, the word enhancer, sick of phony mobsters controlling the dance floor. I'm in them dark places, catch you when you stark naked. Your heart races as we poke you for your chart spaces. The taunt tastes me bringing these hot styles through. Some of you bum a few cheers from shock value. Word power can plow through acres of cornfields. Paragraphs cut like warm steel, perform ill.
We're not falling, we take it back to the days of yes, showing. We're holding on to what's golden.
On the stage, I rage and I'm rolling.
We're not falling, a shot calling. We take it back to the days of yes, showing. We're holding on to what's golden.
On the stage, I rage and I'm rolling.
You've just listened to a song called Golden by the almighty Jurassic 5. Fantastic band, a fantastic song. You're listening to Health and Safety Unplugged here on Plains FM 96.9, coming to you every first Thursday of each month at 10 a.m. Now, today's episode is dedicated to the very recent New Zealand Health and Safety Professionals Conference that took place on Tuesday, a 100% online event that ran for 3 hours that was available to everyone at no cost. We have people tuning in as far as the UK, North America, Canada, Europe, South Africa, and also West Coast Australia. It was a huge day, and really I just wanted to spend this time just honing in on some of my top highlights and takeaways from our guest speakers. The first guest speaker was Jono Brent, CEO of Kinetics for the past 9 years. He is at the very forefront of Safety 2 in practice. In short, Safety 2 is putting people front and center of finding solutions to some of those big and small problems within businesses and within the broader community. He describes the current norm to responding to pressures in the workplace is for an individual, he describes as a hero leader, that has been tasked with all the responsibility of coming up with the solutions to create those plans and then to tell everyone how to do it. And this, according to Jono, is a big mistake. It leads to burnout for the individual, often bad feeling for the rest of the team, as no one has buy-in to the changes that are being suggested, and as a result are often poorly implemented and basically go by the wayside within a short space of time. Instead, Jono described how he and his team at Kinetics have taken on board the host leader approach, where the leader isn't expected to have the solution. Instead, they are expected to identify the issue using their skill and their knowledge and their backgrounds to establish a compelling future to inspire others to invest into the improvement project. So for those budding health and safety managers out there that may be listening, or for those who are really developing and broadening their leadership skills, try to avoid making the common mistake of feeling that it's all on you and that you have to come up with the perfect solution and then implement it across the board. Instead, by enrolling others to commit to it and as a team designing how to achieve those shared goals, all of a sudden the buy-in is achieved by the very process itself and the chances of success are that much greater. And if it fails, well, people are still committed to that big picture that you've been able to describe and define, and so are far more likely to try again, to pull in their resources and perhaps even try harder to make it a success. Kinetics, which is the business that basically keeps the machine running if power fails or if our telecommunications fall over, it's often Kinetics that will be out there fixing it. 24/7 operation, high stress, high pressure, and it is their fundamental belief that their people are the solution and that collaborating will ultimately lead them to the very best solution. Jono was a fantastic person to listen to. The slides that you took us through were exceptional, with full of links and quotes from some of the most senior thought leaders within the health and safety and Safety 2 and business leadership canon. I really do recommend you check out the NZHSP Facebook page for the links and also the nzhsp.co.nz website where you can actually see Jono's presentation in action. Our second guest speaker was Naomi Kemp. Now, she is an international keynote speaker, Australian Institute of Safety Deputy Chair, the 2018 Safe Work Award finalist, and has successfully negotiated over 22 enforceable undertakings on behalf of her clients in Australia. Now, enforceable undertakings is something relatively new to New Zealand. It was brought in as part of the introduction of the new Health and Safety at Work Act 2015. It's a way in which to allow courts to move away from purely punitive charges and giving them an alternative option to allow businesses who are under investigation, who are likely to be charged, to come forward and say, hey, look, instead of us going through these proceedings, here is an entire suite of improvement actions that we intend to take, not only within our business, but within our industry and within our broader community. Now, Naomi provided her expert insight into the benefits of moving away from a purely punitive justice approach to a restorative justice approach. The downsides to simply prosecuting and charging an individual or business for failing to meet their legal health and safety duties in the past includes an inconsistency of enforcement and penalties, and a heavy reliance on the deterrence meant that any positive outcome from the prosecution was not felt by the wider community at all. Often you would find the prosecutions hidden away in the back pages of a newspaper or within a industry magazine, whereas with the enforceable undertakings, suddenly it's very public and the businesses are really very well held to account. Since 2015, there has been 24 enforceable undertakings in New Zealand, with $3.8 million spent on improving health and safety in the workplaces, industry and community. New Zealand is seen by some experts as the avant-garde of restorative justice, thanks to our lack of case law. The Act's only been in place for a few years, and New Zealand's culture, which is firmly built on the sense of democracy, justice and doing the right thing. I love the fact that New Zealand is being observed from across the international field and is being seen as a cutting edge country where it comes to business leadership, entrepreneurship, and also at the forefront of doing things differently from a health and safety point of view. Just like John O'Brent at Kinetics, Naomi sees learning teams and appreciative inquiry as a significant tool that until recently hasn't been fully utilised. As a country, we now have the very real opportunity of showing the world how it can be done differently. I love that. And I think this Health and Safety Unplugged radio show has also got the DNA in doing things differently. And so, of course, was the conference. The New Zealand Health and Safety Professionals Conference was all about challenging that norm, breaking the way in which we've traditionally done things, where we've turned up for public presentations, been talked at, deaf by PowerPoint for a number of hours, walked away with very little information, very little opportunity to engage. This is breaking down those barriers and challenging the way in which we've done things. So I'm very excited to be a part of that. The slides, the talks, the audio, the video, it's all freely available on the NZHSP website. Be sure to check it out. Now, the second song for this show comes from a band called The Roots. We've got a real hip-hop flavour going on in this episode. And this song is called The Seed.
Soul, cause hip hop is old. She don't want no rock and roll. She want platinum or ice and gold. She want a whole lot of sun to fold. If you were obstacle, she just drop your cold. Cause one monkey don't stop the show. Little Mary's bad. In these streets she done ran ever since when the heat began. I told a girl, look here, calm down, I'ma hold your hand to enable you to peep the plan. Cause you was quick to learn and we can make money to burn. If you allow me to lay this game, I don't ask for much, but enough room to spread my wings. And the world finna know my name.
I don't
enough room to spread these wings, and the world finna know my name.
I don't dare
Thank you so much for joining us here today on Health and Safety Unplugged on Plains FM 96.9, coming to you every first Thursday of each month at 10 a.m. This episode has really been dedicated to the success of the New Zealand Health and Safety Professionals Conference that took place on Tuesday. You can get access to the video, the audio, the slides, the information packs, all for free on the New Zealand Health and Safety Professionals website, nzhsp.co.nz. Remember to also jump onto the New Zealand Health and Safety Professionals Facebook group. And if you're tuning in via iTunes, be sure to rate the show and leave your comments. It's the fuel that keeps the engine running. So until next month, we'll be back on the first Thursday of December. So until then, stay safe.